This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
We got Jamie back up.
I'm here.
Okay, so you told me you got banned from Rumble. Is that right?
No, I didn't get banned from Rumble. I got banned by the creator. It said muted by the creator, which I think means your show. It's not Rumble.
Okay. So are you on social media
platforms? You were mad at me that day.
Okay, don't keep talking over the top of me, Jamie. I've asked you several times. Well, let me finish saying what I want to say, okay? In response to what you're telling me again, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull up just last week. Okay, just last. Okay, one more time, and I'm going to be done with you. Okay, let me answer the
question. Come on, Brad. I want a final comment at the end, please. I listened. You listen.
Okay,
to me,
then why don't you listen? Why don't you listen then? Okay, good. Here we go. Okay, everybody on social media platforms, this is just a week ago. Hang on a second. This is in July. This is just one of my feeds. This is me going back and forth with Rumble over and over again per people's request. No sound today. Bringing up names. Some of the issues that we had outside of that. Here's some of the correspondence that we've had with them. Asking the question as to why was there people being banned from the site. Okay, this happens all the time. I'm showing you the correspondence.
This is not that, man. This is
okay. Well, listen, okay, dude. Whatever you want to create in your mind,
guys, for 3 years.
Okay, well, great. There we go. I try to answer your question. You wouldn't shut your mouth long enough to let me give you my answer. Then you're on your own. But I'm sitting here trying to show you guys that this happens all the time. Here, I'm going to show you another one, and then I'm done with this. I've explained this enough to people, but they don't want to hear it. They want to play the victim like they're actually being banned, when in fact, they're not. I'll tell you what we have been seeing, though, is a bunch of guys, grown-ups, spending time on social media platforms doing nothing but harassing both my show and Tim's show. So that's where it's going to stop, okay? Now, again, I'm trying to show you that that is just not the case concerning what's going on. Now, this guy that was just on the phone, Jamie, who wouldn't let me answer the question, he was complaining about Andrew Jackson, he said. And then he said he was removed by the platform, okay? I'm, again, trying to show you, all of you, so we can put this to rest, that that is not at all what's happening, okay? That's not at all what's happening. What's happening is we are having issues with Rumble support. I've talked to the vice president of the company, asking him if we are being censored. It's not just you, okay? Here's another one, here it is right here. Here's a brand new one right here. This was just last week. We have our friend Deb on there. Can't access live chat, but I was here and say hi. Had nothing to do with me. Another one, Chica, I was listening to you, then had a problem. I took this to Rumble. I took it to Rumble, okay? Not once, but three times. Okay, and then what they told me, if you have any issues, let it go back to the people that are having the issues. Okay, so you can go ahead and keep blaming me and Tim all that you want to. But I'll tell you what, if that's all you have time for, I think you should find a different platform to go to. And if you want to find someone to play games with, you should probably do yourself a favor and find a different platform to go to. Okay? And let me go back to the point that, Jamie, you were just making. Okay? since I don't have you on the air, I feel good about the fact that I now have a little room to answer your accusations, which are completely unfounded. Okay? Completely. You said that you were saying something about Andrew Jackson. And I remember seeing something like this up online, talking about how much of a tyrant he was. Talking about how much of a warmonger he was, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. But you want to talk about greater sinners than even that? Look to yourself. Look to yourself. But here's the deal. Isn't that why Jesus came into the world? Is to save sinners? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. And sent his kid as a propitiation. His son as the propitiation for the sins of the world. Jesus, yeah. Isn't that what Scripture tells us? Hey, folks, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I can go back 25 years. Everybody can tell you how bad I was and all the bad things that I did. Yep. And I'll own every one of them. But I thank God for the Lord's mercy, and I thank God for his grace that he came in and he saved me from my sin. Matthew 1:21. And that's exactly what he did for every other individual that's going to be in heaven. Hey, folks, the greatest of saints were the worst of sinners. Jamie, read your Bible. Read it. Because apparently you haven't read that part. So for us to sit there and stand in judgment... You know, these are the same people that say to me, you know, and I'm not saying in particular, Jamie, but these are the same people, who are you to judge me when I call them out? And I've seen a couple on social media platforms just today. And they were saying things in such a fashion, not to the exact thing I said, but they were making reference to what I'm trying to tell you right now. They get mad when I hold to the Word. And it convicts them of their sin. And the only argument against the Word of God is the Bible, right? Or, I'm sorry, the only argument against the Bible is their sin. Forgive me. The only argument against the Bible is their sin. And they get mad at when I tell them the truth, and they say, who are you to judge? And I say, I'm not judging anybody. I'm holding to the judge's word. Because I was there too. But I'm going on with Christ, and I'm growing up in him. And my testimony, by the way, is not how bad I was. My testimony is premised on how good he is. Does anybody have ears to hear? Does anybody have eyes to see? Anybody know the story? Speaking of which, concerning President Andrew Jackson that they were mocking? I mean, somehow or another, I guess in their minds, he didn't deserve salvation. Boy, that's them playing the judge, is it not? Yes, it is. It's exactly what it is. What I'm going to do on the other side of this break, friends, is I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a video I just put together just this week. We have a video team here at the studios putting videos together for us. We have them in town probably 2 to 3 times a year. And I want to play this short video of Andrew Jackson and his outcome and why the outcome went in such a direction that it did. Yes, everybody knows Andrew Jackson was a bad guy. But look at Paul. Oh, my goodness. Read Acts 9. Look at any of the apostles. Look of all of those that have been saved by the Lord from their sin. Look at King David. Look at the mistakes that he made. In spite of his sin, look what the Lord did. And I'm thinking of Psalm 51. All of us are saved by grace. And he's glorified by our obedience, friends. And out of gratitude for what he did for us on the cross... That's why we obey. And what's the mother of all this? Holiness. Be holy as I am holy. He saves us from ourselves. That's called grace. We're saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. Andrew is a part of that lot. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the Inside Track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Top of the mountain in 1 Kings 18, and you're just, whatever. Here you go. So, we were just talking to a guy. I'm sorry, we were listening to a guy that just called in from Pennsylvania, he said. And he said he was banned from our channel, which I just got done showing you just last week. I'm going to bat for people that are complaining about being cut off the platforms, and I'm trying to show them, again, times 100, that it's not us doing that. It even went so far as to me calling Rumble and talking to the vice president and asking him the question as to what's going on. Then I was told that if they got a problem, they're supposed to go directly to them. Okay? This is after how many conversations and how many emails back and forth. I don't know why it took them so long to tell me that, but they did. And I just showed you. And some of you were online right now that I was going to bat for. Why am I being silenced? Why can't I hear anything? A lot of times I think people are having problems with their computers or something's going on where they're unfriending themselves. We get a lot of people telling us that they're being unfriended. That is not us. That is not us doing that. That is called, yes, I got it. Thank you. Thanks, Tim. Just seen that. He said that too, by the way. But we hear this all the time, and for the time that we turn around and say that it's not us doing it, I just showed you the evidence of that, okay? So we're done with that conversation. We're done. Okay? So let me go back. Jamie was talking about Andrew Jackson, okay? And he had said that he was saying some derogatory things about Andrew Jackson. And how bad of a, you know, guy he was. Well, of course, you know, we could all say that if we're truly saved by grace from our sin, Matthew 1:21, not in our sin, right? Not using the grace of God, Galatians 5:13, is an occasion for the flesh. No, we understand what grace is for, that we might grow up into him, 2 Peter 3:18. So last week, unbeknownst to Jamie, calling in, I had our video crew put a video together on Andrew Jackson's life. And when I highlighted this a couple weeks ago, I was talking about the faithfulness of a preacher named Peter Cartwright. We're going to get back to the show right after this, but I'm doing this just for our good friend from Pennsylvania, he said, Jamie. And I want him to listen carefully and understand that the Lord came into the world to save sinners. Okay, not to just condemn them. No, that's what the law does. We preach 90% law, which condemns. 10% grace. And if I believe, I'm justified in Christ, not outside of Christ. Okay? And we act just like Him because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's go ahead and watch this brand new video. This is for our friend Jamie in Pennsylvania. Okay? Andrew Jackson was better known for his attendance at duels than at church. But on a particular Monday in October of 1818, he decided to visit a revival service in Nashville, Tennessee, where the controversial Peter Cartwright was scheduled to speak. As it happened, the general entered as the preacher was readying his text for, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?" With all the seats already occupied, the famous Indian fighter and war hero was content to stand gracefully leaning on the middle post. At the sight of his stately appearance, the host pastor, a certain Brother Mac, became nervous in the extreme. Seated on the platform directly behind the pulpit, he tugged on Cartwright's jacket.
This is the testimony of Andrew Jackson. It's real short.
Come in. General Jackson has come in. Cartwright was aghast at the pastor's double standard. I felt a flash of indignation run all over me like an electric shock, and facing about to my congregation and purposely speaking out audibly, I said, "Who is General Jackson? If he doesn't get his soul converted, God will damn him as quick as he would anyone else." The preacher tucked his head down, squatted low, and would, no doubt, have been thankful for the leave of absence. The congregation, General Jackson and all, smiled or laughed right out at all the preacher's expense. When the congregation was dismissed, my city-stationed preacher stepped up to me and very sternly said to me, "You are the strangest man I ever saw, and General Jackson will chastise you for your insolence before you leave the city." "Very clear of it," said I, "for General Jackson, I have no doubt, will applaud my course, and if he should undertake to chastise me, there's two as can play that game." Next morning, very early, my city preacher went down to the hotel to make an apology to General Jackson for my conduct in the pulpit the night before. Shortly after he had left, I passed by the hotel and I met the general on the pavement. And before I approached him by several steps, he smiled and reached out his hand and said, "Mr. Cartwright, you are a man after my own heart. I am very surprised at Mr. Mack to think that I would be offended at you."
No, okay, so he hasn't been converted yet, but pay attention.
"That a minister of Jesus Christ ought to love everybody and fear no mortal man. I told Mr. Mack that if I had a few thousand such independent, fearless officers as you were, and a well-drilled army, I could take old England." Retirement years brought on seasons of serious reflection. The seed sown by Peter Cartwright was finally ready to bear fruit as God's word was not about to return void. Chamberlain writes, "The evening of his stormy life had come. The remains of his much-loved wife were resting in the humble graveyard near the house. At last, thoughts of eternity were forced upon him. After attending a series of religious meetings, Jackson became greatly convicted of his sin. He passed the night walking in his chamber in anguish and in prayer. In the morning, he announced to his family his full conviction that he had repented of his sins."
He repented at the last years of his life.
Forgiveness. Family prayer was
because of the faithfulness of the preacher that got him in his privilege up in his face and loved him enough to tell him what nobody else was willing to tell him. Peter Cartwright. That's love.
5, only a few weeks before
27:5 of Proverbs.
Jackson declared, "Sir, I am in the hands of a merciful God. I have full confidence in goodness and mercy."
Amen, Dino.
The Bible is true, you know. "Upon that sacred volume, I rest my hope for eternal salvation through the merits and the blood of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Finally, on June 8, 1845, just moments before he sailed into eternity, Jackson assured everyone with these words, "My dear children, do not grieve for me, it is true.
Amen.
I'm going to leave you.
I am well aware of my situation. I have suffered much bodily pain, but my sufferings are as nothing compared with that which our blessed Redeemer endured upon that accursed cross, that all might be saved who put their trust in Him. God will take care of you for me. I am my God's. I belong to Him. I go but a short time before you, and I hope and trust to meet you all in heaven, both white and black.
Amen.
Before expiring, Andrew Jackson made a last appeal.
Listen to what he says.
To build her future on the blessed word of God.
Some of his last words.
That book, sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Hallelujah for the old-time religion.
Amen. Amen. I mean, we all got testimonies, right? And doesn't that show us all how awesome of a Savior He is? That He saves us from ourselves? You know, I was just thinking, because someone just said something about Andrew Jackson. They're trying to find fault with him, right? And these are the ones that want me to be merciful with them. But they're finding fault with Andrew Jackson, which means that you still haven't been stopped concerning your talking back to the Word of God. Speaking of the law of God shuts the mouth of the world, right? In Romans 5. But what I want you to catch is somebody just says, the problem I have with Andrew Jackson was the Trail of Tears. Oh, my goodness, folks. I can find people in my surrounding family and people I know. If they were to tell me all the things that they were responsible for doing, I wouldn't want anything to do with them probably. But once the Lord gets a hold of a man and He makes him a new creation, it tells us that we're new creations in Christ Jesus. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So that old man is dead and stinking. He's not there anymore. What I see is the Christ inside of that man. First off, I want to say in response to that comment, the problem I have with Andrew Jackson is the Trail of Tears. Just again, this is perfect. This is what we do on the streets every once in a while. I want you to consider Acts 22, verse 4. And this is Paul. Paul said, when he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, explaining himself to others, he said, I persecuted the way of the Christians. He said, I persecuted them even to death. He said, I was binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. Right? Yep. Yeah, and everybody can talk about how bad they were. Moses was another one. David was another one. I mean, throughout the whole Bible, right? You can see the difference between man and Christ. He always looks good, and if there's anything good, it always comes from Him. The failures always fall to men, not to Christ, ever. And notice the sins always fell to what? Younger people, not so much the older people. Pay attention to that as well. I'm sorry, the older people, not the younger people. I've said that twice today. The older people it fell to, not the younger people. Again, forgive me. But it's crazy. I thank God. You know what? I can't wait to see the new man in Christ in Andrew when he's there. I hope, by the grace of God, in the mercy of God, I get to show up there too. By the way, one thing with Paul, y'all need to understand. Remember Acts 9, where he was converted? That's what I'm after here on this show, regardless of who it is. And that's the message I'm going to preach. 90% law, 10% grace. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Up. update. Negotiations underway for a potential deal to free some of the hostages being held by Hamas terrorists right now in Gaza. About 240 people, mostly Israelis, being held since they were kidnapped at gunpoint on October 7th during the terrorist attack at the music festival and at various kibbutzes near the Israeli-Gaza border, where 1,200 Jews were slaughtered, some shot in the head, others beheaded, their homes set on fire. To Capitol Hill now, where there could be a government shutdown, here's USA's John Schaefer.
The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined a strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown.
And that's USA's John Schaefer reporting from Las Vegas, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My goodness, folks, that's an hour and a half. If you want to call in, please do. Let's stick to the topic. I'm going to move over. I'm going to jump topics, and I'm going to show you how things are rigged. Not just with the media, the useful idiots in the mainstream media. They're not journalists. They're useful idiots. Vladimir Lenin rightly called them that. Bradley, you're agreeing with your enemy. Well, he was right. Folks, do you know how many things I have learned from the attacks that I've ensued? My enemy has done me a grand favor if I learn from it, okay? But it's not just the media's useful idiots. It's also those that are pulling the strings behind your favorite politician, as you're about ready to find this out, okay? I showed you last hour the useful idiots all saying the same thing together across the country and the world. I showed you during the pandemic how the world, as they love to be called, world leaders. We don't have leaders in this country. The leader that we have is Christ Jesus, right? And when you look at Article 6, Section 2, that's called the Supremacy Clause in the U.S. Constitution. Under God, the year of our Lord, 1787, is how the U.S. Constitution ends, by the way. And Article 6, Section 2 is the Supremacy Clause. And the point that I'm making here, friends, is we have a representative government, just to make clear, okay? But that's all a thing of the past because too many people have been deceived, and all the while knowing that they're being deceived, but they go on fueling their own deception. What I want to show you here is this guy, he is just really, and I see him every once in a while, John Cena. this pro wrestler, he comes out and he blurts the truth out. Do I say in his confusion? No, he's trying to make light of it. He's trying to make it a joke. But everybody in the room knows exactly what he's saying is true. Everything the WWE is all established upon is deception. Well, so is football. Okay? Somebody was trying to banter back and forth with me concerning that, and I said, well, wait a second, I didn't say it. I'm going to show you in just a moment. But let's listen firstly to that of John Cena and what it is that he has to say to the rest of the world, because what he's saying is exactly how it works.
Okay, I get some tension in the room. Let's just address it. Why the hell did they get me to host this thing? No, I'm serious. Biggest night in sports. They couldn't go out and get Kevin Hart, Matt Damon, Kristaps Porzingis. Instead, they hand it to a guy who spends most of his life in jean shorts and is actually proud of it. Why? Why did they go get a guy from the redheaded stepchild of sport and entertainment? Why did ESPN get a host from the WWE? I mean, it's rigged. Did I just spoil the surprise for some of the people? It's scripted entertainment. What we do is fake, right? So I know what you're thinking. Me hosting the ESPYs, that's crazy. Or is it genius? It's time to take a look at yourself, sports, and realize that you're more like the WWE than you have ever imagined.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I'm going to start with the NBA. Cleveland won something. That's actually impossible. There is no way that that wasn't scripted. Especially when you look at the whole story. Okay, LeBron. You used to be a good guy. And then you turned into a bad guy. And
politicians.
Now you're a good guy again? And you left the NBA hanging. What are they going to do when they don't have a bad guy? Exactly what we do. They're going to make a new one.
They'll make a new one. Isn't that exactly how politicians played out? Yes.
My hat's off to football, though. They build characters. Odell Beckham Jr. Hell, he already looks like a WWE superstar. He is one parent away from being Coco Beware. But I will admit, here is the one place that the WWE has you beat, the one thing we have.
Listen carefully.
That you don't. Vince McMahon.
That's right.
A maniacal billionaire pulling the strings behind the scenes who uses every trick in the book to manipulate things to his advantage any way he can.
That is exactly how it works. And what's worse is everybody listening or watching right now knows it's true. Everybody knows it. So why do the people tolerate it? Instead of standing up to it, they go along with it. John Cena just told you that it's all controlled by the CEO of WWE. It's all rigged, he said. Well, we had Jesse Ventura on the radio program. Maybe we'll have him up again. I was thinking about him the other day. But with that, former governor Ventura said himself, politics and pro wrestling are identical. It's exactly right. And we all know they're working for special interest groups, those that are behind them pulling the strings. So why don't the people shut the door on the corrupt politicians? Nope, they don't want to. So what they do instead is they actually succumb to it. In this case with the WWE, where John Cena said it was all rigged, what do? Well, they just sell tickets for exorbitant prices, and the people pay for it, all the while knowing going inside that it's all staged, it's all rigged, it's all fake. You say, Bradley, are people really all the while knowing that? Hey, folks, ever since I can remember, everybody knows that the WWE has been rigged. Ever since I can remember, that's fake. That's not real. We've had these pro, I've had a couple pro wrestlers on the show with us. They'll say everything but. And the fact of the matter is, you know it's true. Listen to this. This is Jeremiah 5:27, okay? Like a cage full of birds. This is what it tells us in Jeremiah 5:27. As a cage is full of birds, so are the houses full of deceit. Therefore, they become great and are waxing rich. Who is he talking about? Those that are pulling the strings. A maniacal billionaire, John Cena called him. We're not done yet, by the way. A maniacal billionaire. And then guess what John does? He equates himself, the WWE, with guess what? Here, let me show you, just so you can understand. And then after this, I'm going to follow up with an NFL player that's going to tell you what John Cena just said is exactly spot on. Though it came across as a joke. Just like I told you earlier, you look at movies of the past and you have this wacko, this maniacal, this guy that's just lost his mind that somehow or another has control of the world. And everybody thinks it's just fictitious. It's a joke. And then you look at Klaus Schwab. Then you look at Bill Gates. And then you look at Joe Biden. Is it a joke, friends? Is it fictitious? You know, what begs the question right now, even having this conversation, is this. What is it that the people in this country won't put up with? Just answer the question. I'll answer that with scripture, just to show you how far idol worship will go, regardless if it's politics, which I'm going to that, or if it's sports. Okay? Let's listen to the rest of what John has to say here.
Something like that, that is way too crazy for real sports. Or maybe we have more in common than you think.
Okay, so you just heard what he said. We have more in common than you may think. Did y'all see this? You know, I'm curious to know as to why they let this one go, or maybe it got through the cracks. NFL players reveal their actions or reactions to the scripts that they were given. One guy in the NFL said, I almost walked out of the facility. I'm showing you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, that it is rigged. We're seeing more and more of the players come out and those that are behind the scenes coming out and telling the world that the NFL is rigged. It's been set up like a casino, a gambling network. Okay? Bradley, that's just way out there. Yep, you're right, it is. But it's what the people will succumb to rather than stand up against it. In my new book, I'm covering all of this. A jersey, $349. Tickets to go to an NFL football game. Like, the average price is like $145. This is insane. And people are paying it every weekend. Oh, I've laid this to your candor 150,000 times over the last 20 years on live radio, friends. Just imagine what we could do and what the Lord wills to do through 86% of those people in every arena throughout this country. And the hundreds of thousands in just one city. To empty those stadiums out and to demand justice in their own backyard. Nope, that's not what they want. Nope. Just entertain them. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. How easily the people are controlled. Beer and football, said Orwell. He's exactly right. Oh, I'm not done with that yet. I do want you to see this, though, on social media platforms. Fox News reported this. Okay, and I have more videos. I've been showing you more and more as the days go on. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to highlight this football player. And I believe his name is Arian Foster. And he's going to tell you exactly how this all works when we come back. I get a hard break. I'm looking up at the clock right now. It's going to pull up the sound in just a moment here. If you want to call in, we got one more segment, 1-866-582-9933. Yep, Bread and Circus. That's right, guys. That's exactly right. Okay, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to come right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've been paying attention to social media platforms today, and I don't get a lot of time to do that, but I've been paying attention and talking to my friends on social media platforms. But somebody just brought up Tim Tebow. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but you're going to be made aware of it right now. Tim Tebow and Bradley Dean, and I think there was like three others, who makes Christians look cool. Right? Guess who won? I'm on social media platforms right now. I actually won it. Five Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool. I wasn't trying to do anything, but guess who won? Bradley Dean right there. And of course they're taking shots at, you know, all of us. Second was Ken Coleman, then Jessica Ray, then we have Brett McCracken, whoever he is. I think they just made up some of these people. But Tim Tebow, I think he was number three, if I'm right. And I'm not seeing, yeah, there he is right there, Tim Tebow, number three. So I just wanted to let you know, you probably didn't realize that, but I seen you talking about it, so I wanted to bring it up. So let's get back to this really quick. You can also look up the New York Times. You can also look up the Weekly Standard, MSNBC, and all the other major outlets to see what they've also had to say about what we have done in public schools across the country. which 99% of it is not true. Just ask us. That's what they failed to do. So anyways, little did they know they were doing us a favor, and truly they were. Okay, so let's get to this. I just highlighted during the last segment, NFL players reveal their reactions to scripts that they were given, okay? One guy, Arian Foster, said, when I got the script, I almost walked out of the facility, okay? Going to the next one, this guy's name is Alvin Kamara. He said, when they handed me the script for our season during the camp, he said, I almost walked out of the facility, brah. That's what he said. Micah Parsons said, shaking my head, I might show the script from playoffs. Okay. Marion Humphrey, me give up 200 to Chase was just me following the script. Okay. Matthew Juden said, who, TH, wrote the Vegas ending? So they're telling you it's scripted. Emmanuel Aiko, after I read my NFL script and said I had to get cut 5 times by the age of 25. Another guy, Darius Slayton, said this, just to show you that it's rigged. He said, when I got the script for our 2021 season, he took a video of himself. Okay. Another one is Faust, me aligning after reading our 2008 script. So they're admitting it. And I trust that Arian Foster is probably showing the world what it is that they're not showing you. Okay, here's another one. Brandon Whedon. No wonder they scripted that flag to trap me before my first NFL start. The interceptions weren't scripted, I promise. Wow, so they're all acknowledging what this guy is saying is as true. If you guys consider the money that's involved and the way that this has been set up, there's no wonder that it's been rigged. Well, again, Bradley, you can say, Bradley, you know, you're just making this up. No, I'm not at all. As I see this, I bring it up. But I got to tell you, if I took time to pay attention to a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball while my country went to hell in a handbasket, if that's all I had to do with my time is to entertain myself by watching them men make millions of dollars off of my stupidities and supporting their sponsors. Wow, dude, I've never got it. Even as a kid, I've always been a doer, always been a part of. But I never got into it the way people get into some of this stuff. It's just absolutely crazy. So let's go over to Arian. What does he have to say? This is like 50 seconds long. Let's see what he has to say about how things are scripted. You ready for this? Again, this isn't me saying it. It's about them saying it. It's all scripted.
It's funny. Before we started taping, Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp, that would get dropped off at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to, you know, it was like week one, you'll do this. Week two, you're going to have a hamstring injury. Week three, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four, you're going to get 3 touchdowns.
So every week is being scripted. Arian's going to talk in a moment. Every week is scripted. This is what you're going to do the first week. The second week, you're going to have a hamstring injury. The third week, you're going to have 3 touchdowns. This is insane, but how telling. It's the same thing with politics. But we didn't want to listen to that. Remember back in the 30s, that criminal, Roosevelt, said, presidents aren't elected, they are selected. Nobody wants to pay attention to the facts. No, because they don't want to have to stand up and actually right the wrongs. Therein lies the problem. This is what Christians take to. Real Christians go to the fight. They don't run from it. Let's finish this with Arian and see what he has to say about it.
And so then you just have to... Did you memorize those before the season started? Or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We really dedicated to it. So it was more so like that's what practice was about. It was about...
That's what practice was about. What was practice about? Practice was about practicing the scripts, he said. Listen,
that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. Like, this is what goes on, and this is what we have to do in order to... Yeah.
And this referee is going to miss this call because they hate you and they love the Colts, that sort of thing.
WWF, so it's like, we know...
What did he say? He said WWF. What did he make reference to? Pro wrestling. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm not saying that 90 or 100% of the things that happen on the field are scripted, because accidents happen. And I don't think they can make it too obvious, but have you ever taken the time to just look at some of the players and ask yourself the question, why didn't he just take him out right there? You're starting to find out why.
But you still got to put on a show.
Yeah. What did you think when you got the script?
But you still have to put on a show. I'm trying to justify it, I suppose. That's insane. That is insane. Here, I want to make one more point, and then I'm going to give you a little good news before the end of the show here. Did you guys know that the Harlem Globetrotters, do you guys know that they actually bus a losing team with them for all of their shows? They bring this team with them that they're supposed to be opposed to, that they're their arch enemies on the court. You know that team goes with them in every city that they play, right? And then they win, and then all of a sudden the Globetrotters come back, and then they win. That's how the game is played. That's how it's all played. But this is what I want to do. I want to just show you how far man has fallen without grace. Okay? And what I'm talking about is, I was just thinking about this because I wrote this in my new book, and this will be coming out hopefully within the month here. I have been working on it every morning. Acts 19:35 tells us. What does it tell us? And when the town clerk had appeased the people when they came into town and they were preaching the gospel, there was an uproar. This clerk said, and he said, "You men of Ephesus who are in an uproar, what man is there?" Just to show you how deprived man is without grace. "What man is there that knoweth not how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana?" You guys with me? They all worshiped the great goddess Diana. Does anybody know where the great goddess Diana came from? The craftsmen that made their money off of making these molten images of the goddess Diana, who made a lot of money in doing this, were the ones that also drove the same narrative, telling them that this image fell down from Jupiter. What was the uproar about? Just that. How deprived is man, friends? I just told you. Man will worship anything, even when they know the truth of the matter. They'll do anything. They'll serve anybody. They'll worship anybody but the Lord. That's what we're doing here, friends, is to show you that's where you're an heir. That's why you need the Christ. Okay? Really quick, here's some good news. I got about a minute left. Michigan Town just voted out its entire government over their plans to build a Chinese electric car battery plant there. Okay, so the governor did this without the delegated authority from the people to bring in Chinese nationals to operate, to build and operate electric car battery plant in the heart of America. So they just sat there, but these people in Michigan didn't just sit there. They actually got up, and you know what they did? They removed everyone on the Green Charter Township. They were all removed from their entire local government after the town board approved affiliated electric battery plant without the approval of the people. The people who strongly disapproved of their local township boards rose up and removed every single one of them. Why? Because we have provision to do so. So it looks like the people over there right now are doing the stuff, folks, in taking back their government, because they never lost it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.